Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams, and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of spirituality and a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space. And believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, mentor, and coach. And my purpose is to help visionaries manifest everything they want through alignment, spirituality, and tangible strategy. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. What is up? It's Viola Hug here, your host of the Abundant Babes podcast, and you've got me solo today for an episode talking all about awesome, awesome stuff. And I'm gonna assume already it's awesome because it always is. Hashtag humble. Whatever. Anyway, so how are we doing today? I would love to hear how it's going. I would love to hear what your favorite episode of the Abundant Babes podcast has been so far. You got to tag me and let me know. If you haven't ever listened to this podcast before, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Have a scroll through, have a look at the different episodes that I have to offer. I have my first ever episode, which was so good. It was such a great little start to the podcast, which was over a year ago now. And then I have like a couple of series throughout the podcast as well, and then a ton of epic interviews, and it's really, really good to have you here. And if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, thank you so much. You know I love you, and I'm so grateful. And I'm gonna, as I announced recently, I'm gonna be doing a solo episode plus an interview a week, and I have so many good interviews lined up, it's gonna blow your mind. And the solo episodes I always record semi-fresh so that by the time you hear them, it's pretty much real time of when I recorded them. As close as we can get anyway. And that way you're kind of always hearing the thoughts that are on my mind and everything that's going on. And I'm also going to be introducing a couple of fun things that I want to add. Like recently I did a shout out for one of our listeners, and I have so many people that message me that they're getting value from the podcast and that share the podcast on Instagram. I want to really shine a light on you and shout you out because you're so awesome and I love you. And I think it's just the coolest thing ever that you're doing. And today I want to shout out our listener of the week who has honestly been probably like one of the number one supporters from the very beginning of the podcast. And she is constantly listening to the episodes. I think she's listened to every single episode, and she always shares on Instagram. And it makes me smile every time I see that she got value from one of the episodes. This week's listener of the week is at Healthy Connie. So Healthy Connie. Connie with a Y, by the way, if you're looking her up on Instagram. Thank you for being such a loyal listener. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so happy that you're enjoying the podcast, and I so appreciate your time. Thank you for being here. So today I wanted to share a topic that I got a little bit excited about recently. I'm currently teaching the program Abundant Babes, the Money Program. It's my first ever round of this program. This is a program that kind of just like dropped into my consciousness. And even though I didn't really plan to be running a program at this time, just because I'm about to head back into travel, I just knew I had to run this program, and I've had such an amazing group of women join this program, and it's been so much fun. And one of the very first calls, we covered some really awesome stuff about really self-responsibility, what that means around money, and how we can kind of step into leadership a little bit more with our money. So money is something that we actually can manifest into our life readily versus always like hoping and wishing for it in our lives. And that was kind of like the start of the program. And it inspired me in so many ways because it was such an awesome reminder for me that we don't really need anything external in order to make shit happen in our life. Like, you listening right now, you are so fucking awesome. You are so capable. You are so worthy. You have every single thing going for you because, hello, you're a human. You're still alive, which means you still have a purpose. There's still energy and love and growth for you to have in this lifetime and to give to other people. And the more that you own that and realize that, the quicker you're going to move into what feels incredible alignment. And I mean, alignment's a funny issue. Maybe I'll also do like, not issue, topic, maybe a better word. Maybe I'll do another episode on that as well. But it's really, it's not that you're like in alignment and then you're like, ooh, I'm in alignment now forever. Now I've, you know, I've reached my maximum level of growth that I ever will have. No, actually, you're going to keep growing. Like, you always have potential for more growth because every time we reach our current like top, our current peak, our current like whatever we could imagine for ourselves, new levels open up. So there's always more growth that we could have and all of these wonderful things. But it's like the more that we really just like own our own magic, the more we're gonna step into that space. The more we're gonna feel fulfilled and all of this awesome stuff. And so often I see people and they're just like, oh my God, I really wanna achieve this, I wanna achieve that, but I need a coach, but I need to do that. Because I mean, I'm a freaking coach. I talk about the importance of having a coach and investing in yourself and all of these things all the time. But I also really wanna make it clear in case there was any misconception, you do not need a coach. You do not need a coach. You do not need a coach to be successful. You do not need a coach to overcome your limiting beliefs. You do not need a coach at all. Okay? Some people are like, are you just telling us not to hire you? Because yes, actually, I am telling you that. You don't freaking need to hire me. Okay, you don't need me. You don't need a coach. You don't need any coach. And here's really why I'm saying that. You have this incredible power within you, and so often we're looking for an excuse, a reason, a something of why we can't fully do it on our own. It's like a part of us is like seeking a reason or seeking like, oh, if only I had a coach, I could do it. Or if only I had more money, I could do it. Or if only I didn't have this childhood trauma, I could do it. And although those things might be limitations in your current reality, you might be perceiving them as limitations. Like, you have to remember that life happens for you. Life does not happen by accident. It's, I believe anyway, like it's not just a random concoction of random shit happening. And some of us make it and some of us don't. It's like life is happening for you and everything is happening for you to either shine a mirror back to you, to show you what's going on for yourself, to grow you, to point you in a direction, to teach you something, to help you evolve. And everything is happening for us. And we don't actually need anything outside of ourselves to make that happen, to create the success that we want. Like, if we just said, okay, fuck my victim mentality right now. Screw all of these things I think I need. What if I were to completely take responsibility of my life in this moment right now? What if I were just to take full responsibility over everything that I desire, everything that I want, everything that I wish I had, and just decide that I am the person who's gonna go out there and freaking get it? If you did that, I can guarantee you like half the shit you think is blocking you right now will just like dissipate. Because my personal belief is that we don't actually have blocks. We perceive we have blocks and that's the only block. Right? Let me say that again. We perceive we have blocks and that is our block. Our blocks are only our perceived limitations. And so really, we don't need a coach, right? We don't even freaking need personal development books. We need nothing. But the thing is that in this world, quite a lot, because it's so based on personal growth, we talk about investment a lot and we talk about the power that that gives you. And it does give you incredible power to invest in yourself, because I believe an investment in yourself is like a declaration of the universe. Like, I am all in, I'm here, I'm going to do it, I'm going to show up, and I believe in myself. And I think that's one of the most like beautiful things you can do for yourself. But if it's the only reason that you're doing it is because you think you need it, or the only reason that you haven't gone after what you want right now is because you believe you need something that you don't currently have in order to have that in your life, that's not true. Okay, you are so fucking awesome. You don't need anything. Here's the cool thing about having a coach though, like if you do decide to hire a coach, so it's not from a space of like desperation of I need a coach, otherwise I'll never be successful, but it's more from a place like, I know I'm so capable. I am taking full responsibility of my life right now, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. And with that mindset, with that attitude, with that energy, I'm going to hire this incredibly aligned coach who has done what I want to do, who has grown in places that I want to grow in, who has a perspective on life, who has a mind that creates this level of success that I wish to step into. And I'm going to allow our energies to come together to work in synergy so that I calibrate my energy to her. And then she, from her higher perspective, or he, whoever you're working with, can look at you, look at your life, look at your situation, look at your decisions, look at the way that you're thinking and perceiving life, and help you align those thoughts a little bit quicker. So you can do it on your own. It's just going to happen a hell of a lot faster when you're working with a coach or someone who's already done it, because rather than having to figure it out all on your own, you now have someone who can actually point you in the right direction, who can say, ooh, you know, pick that up for you before you've even noticed it for yourself, call you out on the limitations that you don't even notice that you're placing on yourself. And it just speeds the whole process up. And then honestly, personally, I think it's like the most funnest thing ever. To me, my clients are like my best friends. I love them so much, and I have the best time ever, ever, ever with them. So it's like such a fun relationship in that sense as well. But also the people that I work with, and definitely like this has evolved the longer that I've been a coach and the more that I've really stepped into this role myself and the more that I've grown. But it's like the people that I really work with now are people who get that. Like they turn up to sessions in full responsibility for their energy. They show up with exactly what they want to work through. They show up with the energy of what they want to achieve in their life. And then I'm there to really guide them through that process, to help them find their own power, access that power a little bit more within them than they already are accessing with themselves. And then of course, when I'm picking something up intuitively, like sometimes I'm doing like intuitive sessions within my coaching sessions. Sometimes it's just like an intuitive thought in the moment as we're talking about other things. Other times it's also like a strategy thing that I just know in my mind. And I'll pick that up and I'll bring it up in the conversation, and I will kind of like open a door to you that you may have never thought of for yourself. You may have not had access to this information up till this point in your life. And so that way it's like, it opens up way more opportunity, because not only is it your own creative energy, but it's our creative energies working together. And there's such an amplification of what's possible for yourself in a way smaller amount of time. For those who caught the episode that I recently did with Melanie and Layer, which was just such a great episode, I believe that was episode number 73, if you want to go back and listen. Melanie is my coach, by the way. She's awesome. And I've grown so much. I grew so much without a coach, like without having a full-time one-on-one coach. I did have coaches and programs, but I grew so much on my own. But when I actually like started working with her, that's when I really noticed the energy and the calibration just like go to a whole new level, because I every week and on a daily basis, I was able to be in her energy, like be in the energy of someone who'd achieved the goals that I want to have. And my energy was just automatically raising to that vibration. So that was so powerful for me. And I see the exact same thing happening within my own clients and everything. But on that episode, we talked about this concept called collapsing time. So collapsing time is this concept that I'm basically sharing with you now. It's this process of what you're able to do currently in a year, you suddenly can do in 10 months, and then in 6 months, and then in 3 months, and then in 1 month, and then in a week. You hear, you know, all of these incredible testimonials. Like I know I've been sharing some of the like batshit crazy goals that I've been hitting, and I say it like that because I know that I'm achieving them, and I'm so grateful, and I'm fully integrating this success and really owning the level that I've stepped into with a lot of the success that I've had recently and that I'm currently experiencing. But it's still a part of me is just like, this is everything that I wished was possible for myself, where I'm like literally hitting in a few days what I used to make in a year. I'm like having this exponential growth in my own business and in my own personal growth. And I'm receiving challenges throughout it that I'm really handling with so much grace and ease. And I know it's for my up level, and I'm just so excited. And then next thing you know, like I hit this incredible goal, and then I double that in the next week. And I'm just like, what the heck is even happening? And it's this exponential growth. It's this, concept of being able to collapse time when you're not only using the own inner power that you have and showing up with that complete intention of like, I know I can do this on my own. I know that I have the power within me, and I'm here to do whatever it takes to make it happen. And now I'm collaborating with a coach so that I can amplify that even more. I can grow at an even faster rate. I can achieve even more dynamic levels of success than I know for myself currently. And that's really the power of having a coach. So you don't need a coach. You don't need fucking anything. Like, seriously, you don't need anything. You just need to have that energy within yourself. And then the moment that you're aligned or you feel you're ready to take, you know, start taking more quantum leaps with what you're doing and having a faster level of growth, then it's a perfect time to collaborate and to connect and to hire a coach. But really, you don't need it. And the same goes for programs and anything, really. And then that goes without even saying the level of access that you also have to so much free content like this podcast. There's so much gold in this podcast. Like, I'm sure you could build more than a six-figure business, like a multiple six-figure business listening to this podcast. One, with the level of the guests that we've had on this podcast. And then two, with all of the advice and the strategy and the soul alignment and all of that kind of stuff going on. The thing is, for so many people, it's like when they're not fully taking responsibility and owning the power that they have within them, it's like they hear information, but it's almost like they're listening to it more to get inspired than to really change their life. And if you've ever been in this situation, I hear you, because I've been in this situation myself before. But if all you're looking for to get inspired, then yeah, you're going to feel really, really great and you're going to smile and you're going to be like, oh, that was so amazing. But being inspired isn't going to change your life, right? Like, changing your life is going to change your life. And when you have that complete responsibility of like, hey, what I'm listening to right now could really shift something for me. It could really change something for me. It brings me back to that quote that I often talk about in my podcast, which is that inspiration and education is nothing without application, right? It's nothing without application. So it's really thinking about what you can apply. And then suddenly when you have this attitude, when you're listening to a podcast, when you're reading the book, when you're watching the Facebook Live, when you come across an inspirational post on social media, it means so much more. It means so much of it. Like, it has such a deeper meaning, and it actually translates into something that's usable within your business or within your life or whatever goals you're pursuing at this time. And it will change your life, right? And that's the magic and that's the beauty of it. Like, I don't know. I just get so freaking excited about it. So if you're ready to really step up and own that a little bit more, then ask yourself, like, where in your life have you been possibly holding yourself back? Where in your life have you not been taking complete ownership of the fucking magic that you are? Like, do you realize that we're made of stardust? Like, we're just like, I don't even know how to explain it. We're like divinely created beings. And what makes us up, like when we get down to the core components of what makes up the human body, what makes up the phone that you're listening to this on, or the laptop, or what makes up everything that you see around you, it's just like stardust, right? It comes down to this beautiful magic, and it's like still blows my mind that we're still even alive. Like, the fact that you're even alive has been proven with a scientific equation is a 1 in 400 trillion chance. Like, Shodi say, what? Seriously, it's so amazing. It's so amazing. I'm so happy that you're here. Oh my God, here I go on my friggin' like gratitude bubble again. I just seriously can't get over life right now. I can't get over you. I can't get over how awesome my podcast is and how awesome everything is. So I fall into these like kind of like love bombs. I get a bit gushy, I guess you could call it. I get a bit gushy. I just can't help it, guys. For those of you who are just like new here, you're like, oh my God, this woman, like, why? Don't worry. I cringe at myself sometimes too. But it's genuine. It's this genuine love that I have. I just can't help but I get too emotional and excited because there's just so much awesome stuff going on. And I've seen so many of you take what you're learning, apply incredible things into your life. I've seen so many of my friends, so many of the people that I love just completely change their life and turn their life around. And it makes me so inspired and so happy. And that's why I keep going. And that's why I show up every single week for you, no matter what. That's why I'm always here with a new episode. That's why I get these incredible guests to the podcast. That's why I show up on social media the way that I do and create the programs that I do as well. So again, I just have to thank you, and I hope this has been a reminder of your incredible magic that you have within you. I also, so for those of you who are interested in one-on-one coaching with me, you can reach out about one-on-one coaching with me at any time. If you have questions, if you know that you're ready, if you want to discuss it, if you want to see my webpage, like whatever it is, you can always ask me about one-on-one coaching. So it's always, always available for inquiry. And occasionally what I do, like I did this actually for the first time last month, so it's not like a super regular thing, but for the first time last month, I launched 1 week where I was offering free 15-minute calls for those that are interested in working with me, just to kind of clear up any questions. If you kind of already know you'd love to work with me, but you want to work out the details, ask some questions, kind of see how we vibe. I was doing those free 15-minute calls for 1 week only, and they went so well that I decided that, you know, every month to 2 to 3 months when I have a little bit of a gap in my calendar, I would offer them again. And I have a gap, some gaps next week. So if you're listening to this live, the sort of the end of July 2019, beginning of August 2019, I have a very, very few spaces left, but I have a couple of spots available for 15-minute calls. So if you do want one of the 15-minute calls for free to talk in real time, be so much fun, and you have been considering one-on-one coaching with me, then send me a message on Instagram at Viola Hug, or email me at hello@violahug.com, and just let me know that you would like to book in and we can sort something out together. But other than that, that really finishes me off for today's episode. In other news of my business, in case you're wondering, currently as well, I'm in launch for the program Channel Your Inner Author. So that is the program I created after I published my very first book earlier this year called You Are an Abundant Babe, which is available on Book Depository and Amazon. If you haven't yet got yourself a copy, please go check it out because it's so awesome. And I wrote that book and had such an incredible transformation, so much growth in myself and in my business while I was writing the book, because also through the process of writing the book, I realized like what an incredible personal growth journey that really is to take on. And I'd always wanted to write a book, so it was also like a whole dream coming true situation. So I created this program, Channel Your Inner Author, to help you also have that same level of personal growth and business growth that you can achieve from diving into such an intimate project like writing your very own book. This is specifically for like service-based or entrepreneurs or coaches who want to create a self-development style book that can really help them establish themselves more professional, not necessarily more professional is not the right word, but you know, really create like a strong standard for their brand and what they represent, and give people like a really accessible way to access their information, their knowledge, their heart, their story, and just create a bigger impact and ripple effect in the world with that. So that program, for the final launch of the final round of this program for 2019, is happening beginning on August 6th. So you can ask me about that as well. That will also be linked in the show notes. And then there is still pre-launch available for the programs that I'm running later this year, which currently the only program that I have booked in is Soulful Business Academy, happening September 14th. So that goes on launch end of August-ish. And prior to that, there's always the pre-launch specials to join that program. So you can always ask about that. And I possibly have one more program launching later in the year, possibly might be doing Abundant Babes, the Money program again, because I've had quite a lot of interest around that, but I just haven't booked anything in yet because I don't know where I'm going to be in the world. And I'm just kind of playing it by ear. So other than that, you know, I didn't actually leave a lot of room for new programs, but I've just had so many ideas. So possibly there's something coming, but otherwise all the programs will be rolling out again in the new year for 2020, which is super fun. But yes, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. If you love this episode, I would love it if you could screenshot it and upload it onto your story and tag me. And remember, if that you do tag me or you do send me a message to let me know how you're enjoying the podcast, you will be featured. You will possibly be featured as one of our listeners for the week on my solo episodes from now on. So thank you again so much for joining me. I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. P.S. lol at the sound of the ambulance in the background of the end of the recording. City life.